10 defendants were charged with open murder with the use of a deadly weapon, battery with the use of a deadly weapon, burglary and conspiracy to commit battery for an incident that occurred on August 23, 1998 at the Roadhouse Motel in Carson City. Limited facts were presented to the court. However, based on the facts that were presented to the court, it appears that prior to the incident resulting in the charged crimes, one of the defendants, Evans, was involved in a separate altercation at the Roadhouse Motel. The police arrived and investigated that incident. Later that evening, apparently in retaliation for the previous altercation, Evans allegedly gathered all the other 9 defendants and they proceeded back to the motel with metal and wooden clubs. The defendants knocked on a motel room door and when the door opened, rushed into the room and proceeded to beat Samuel Rosendez and Carlos Lanes. Rosendez died as a result of his injuries. The state charged the defendants with first-degree murder. On that charge, the state alleged that the defendants did, acting in concert and by pre-existing plan, willfully and unlawfully, with malice aforethought, killed and murdered one Samuel Rosendez, a human being, during the perpetration of a burglary by entering a motel room with the intent then and there to apply force and violence with wooden or metal club and or fist against the person of some or all the occupants therein. The defendants filed a motion to dismiss the first-degree felony murder charge based on the merger doctrine. The district court granted the motion to dismiss the felony murder charge. The state appealed. And this brings us to the issue before the court. The issue before the court is whether the merger doctrine bars the application of the felony murder rule for the enumerated crime of burglary. And here is the rule. First-degree felony murder is a murder that is committed in the perpetration or attempted perpetration of certain enumerated crimes, including burglary. The felonious intent involved in the underlying felony is deemed, by law, to supply the malicious intent necessary to characterize the killing as a murder. And because felony murder is defined by statute as first-degree murder, no proof of the traditional factors of willfulness, premeditation, or deliberation is required for a first-degree murder conviction. And here is how the court applied this rule to the facts of this case. Since the Nevada court before which this case sits had never considered the merger doctrine in a first-degree felony murder case where the underlying felony was burglary, the court compared how 2 other states, New York and California, had ruled on such cases. In People v. Wilson, a case from the Supreme Court of California, the defendant was charged with felony murder based on burglary. The burglary was alleged to have occurred when the defendant broke into his wife's home with the intent to assault her with a deadly weapon. There, the California court found that the merger doctrine barred the application of the felony murder rule because the only basis for finding a felonious entry is the intent to commit an assault with a deadly weapon. The entry would be non-felonious but for the intent to commit the assault, and the assault is an integral part of the homicide and is included, in fact, in the offense charged. The California court added that the purpose of the felony murder rule to deter felons from killing negligently or accidentally is not met when the underlying felony has the same general mental purpose as the homicide, which is to physically harm the victim. Therefore, in Wilson, the Supreme Court of California merged the two crimes and held that a felony murder conviction was not appropriate because the intent in committing the burglary was the same as the intent in committing the homicide. The Nevada District Court, which dismissed the charges against the defendants in this case, relied on the California Supreme Court's ruling in its decision. The New York Court, however, followed a different approach. The New York Court focused its rationale on the fact that the burglary occurred in the victim's home. In People v. Miller, a case from New York, the New York court held that any burglary, including one based on intent to assault, justifies application of the felony murder rule. The New York court's rationale was that homicide is more likely to result when the assault is committed within the victim's home rather than in the street, even if the criminal intent in both locations is the same. The current court before which the felony murder charge against the 10 defendants sits agreed with the state of New York's rationale because the likelihood of harm to individuals is greater when they are encountered in a dwelling or an enclosed space. In so doing, the court stated that although Nevada's statutory scheme is basically the same as California's, and the purpose of the felony murder statute has been stated to be the same, we find the reasoning of the New York courts on this case more persuasive. The Nevada legislature has specifically included burglary as one of the crimes that can escalate a homicide to first-degree murder without the necessity of proven premeditation and deliberation. There is a rational basis for including burglary in the felony murder statute, even when the criminal intent behind the burglary is assault or battery. In People v. Wilson, the California court minimizes the impact of the location of an assault. Yet, the likelihood of harm to individuals is greater when they are encountered in a dwelling or an enclosed space where escape or outside intervention is less likely than if they are encountered on the street. In the instant case, it certainly appears that the attack in a motel room held greater risk of homicide for the victims than if they had been outside and better able to escape or receive help. We do not believe it appropriate to apply the merger doctrine to felony murder when the underlying felony is burglary, regardless of the intent of the burglary. The legislative language is clear, and we are not persuaded that any policy considerations should override the legislature's determination that burglary should be one of the enumerated felonies appropriate to elevate a homicide to felony murder. We therefore hold that the district court was incorrect in dismissing the felony murder charge against the defendants. To conclude, the order of the district court was reversed and the case was remanded for further proceedings consistent with the court's opinion.